Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now is Mike Lindhout, who is the Executive Director of the American Cancer Society in Northwest Michigan. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. How about you, Cheryl?
I came across an interesting article in the Grand Rapids Press about a week or so ago. It was titled about taking menthol cigarettes off the market. In reading that article, just wanted to get a hold of you and talk about the American Cancer Society and the direction we're going. And then the smoke-free ban came up in conversation and wanted to talk to you about that. We're approaching the one-year anniversary of that. How, in light of what you do for a living, how is this smoking ban working out for constituents and people that you talk to?
You know, it's been long overdue. You know, we weren't exactly leading the nation in terms of our efforts at smoke-free air, despite the best efforts of a lot of volunteers and healthcare professionals that have been working on that issue for a long time. I think the great thing about our bill is that it protects the majority of people and the majority of workplaces throughout the state, and we've seen really no negative impacts economically on a statewide level, which some of the naysayers for the bill really thought were going to be happening. You know, particularly in the bar and restaurant area, we haven't seen the negative effects that had been predicted by some of the groups lobbying against the smoke-free air bill.
And I had a chance to mention when we chatted just a little bit earlier, a gentleman on the other day who's actually in the court system suing because he said he's suing on a couple of constitutional issues and saying he's losing some money. You don't find that to be the case generally?
No. You know, there's a couple of different issues there. One, from patrons, we hear more and more people walk up to us and say, well, thank you guys for helping pass that legislation because now I can go bowling again or now I can go to the bar without smelling like an ashtray. And that's one end of things there, too. But the other end of things is really on the hidden cost. You know, as an employer, it behooves us all to have the healthiest workforce that we can. And smoking has devastating effects on the amount of money that an employer has to pay for health insurance, the amount of absenteeism, the amount of loss of productivity from employees that are hooked on nicotine and are looking to get that next break so they can go out and have a smoke. So it's a win-win situation on both ends of the deal as far as we see it.
And what's always surprising to me, I guess, in this day and age is the number of people who start smoking like now. I mean, on April 8th, 2011, I mean, the statistics still surprise me with this. We know how bad it is.
Well, you know, Cheryl, it's no accident that it happens. You know, first of all, it's hard to continue quitting smoking if you're already hooked, and we recognize that. You know, we don't want to stigmatize smokers because it's awful hard to quit. But to be honest with you, the tobacco industry for a long time has aggressively marketed to children, has aggressively targeted certain populations in which they see that they can gain significant market share. So, you know, we have been in a long battle in terms of what is suitable for advertising and marketing of tobacco products. And ACS has a proud history of standing up on the sides of children and families and even minority groups that have been particularly targeted by certain tobacco companies and certain products. To devastating effects.
Well, and that's where this original article took off from. It talked about menthol cigarettes, and it part of the study. You know, it's not by accident they discovered that the menthol has a cooling effect, and it masks the irritation. So you're not feeling some of the ill effects of smoking when you're smoking menthol cigarettes.
Absolutely, and you know the tobacco industry for a long time has known this. It's been no secret. There's well-documented internal memos highlighting the fact that they want to target particular populations. The sad fact is that for a long time they were successful. You know, among African-American men from 2001 to 2005, there was about a 30% higher death rate from lung cancer compared to white men during that same time period. They didn't happen by accident. You know, African Americans are not just naturally more susceptible to cigarette smoke. The marketing was targeted. The menthol cigarettes were developed because they were smoother, they caused less irritation, they tasted better. You know, it was a product that was developed to penetrate a particular market, and then they were marketed heavily in African-American publications in certain areas of town. You know, also Hispanics have suffered disproportionately from this type of marketing from the tobacco companies. And it's just sad, you know. We were able to, in the last couple of years, get the FDA to start to regulate and remove all other flavored cigarettes from the market. You know, there used to be fruit-flavored cigarettes, all kinds of flavors that were clearly created to hook children and underage smokers by masking the flavor, masking the smell, masking the taste, and then getting hooked on the nicotine. And we're battling right now to make sure that the mentholated cigarettes also fall into that same category.
And following that same line, the research shows that makes it easier to start smoking them, and then on the backside of that, harder to quit.
Yeah, you know, and there's some really subversive things about menthol cigarettes. You know, if you switch to a low-tar or a low-nicotine version of the menthol cigarette, thinking that, okay, I'm going to quit, there have actually been studies that show that they still enhance the nicotine experience. So even though you might think, well, I'm going to switch to a low-tar or to a low-nicotine cigarette and wean myself off it, it doesn't really happen as easily with mentholated cigarettes as it does with others. So, you know, the tobacco companies know exactly who they're marketing to and what they're doing. And, you know, in the United States, we're trying to impact this policy. But also as a global organization, the scary trend that we've seen is tobacco companies aggressively marketing in Southeast Asia, in Africa, in markets that they don't have a significant historical tobacco penetration in. Well, they're kind of getting sick of fighting us here in the United States and fighting against public health professionals, so now they're attacking the rest of the world. And it really is a scary tendency. You know, they're going to the developing world where there are no organizations in many of these countries. There are no government entities there to protect people's well-being, and they're doing their bidding there. So, you know, we're really working hard as an organization to fight them on all fronts, not just here in the U.S.
And you're also working to keep that smoking ban in effect, as some folks are as the gentleman I mentioned earlier, are pushing back against it at this point.
Absolutely. And you know, we expected that there was going to be pushback. You know, we fought for 10 years to help get this bill passed. So our mantra is that we need to not only have passed the bill, but we also need to protect it and make sure that it is substantially improving the quality of life of the vast majority of Michigan residents now and in the future.
And I'm looking at your website. I think it's important to give folks your website so they know where to look. All kinds of help if you want to quit smoking and just some other great information. What is that website?
Absolutely. You can go to www.cancer.org. There's a whole host of resources there for people that want to quit smoking, get more information on lung cancer or related diseases or anything health and wellness related. You know, a lot of the guidelines that we promote are also accepted and endorsed by the Heart Association, by the Lung Association, diabetes, because we want people to be healthy overall. It's not enough to just quit smoking. We also have to eat more fruits and vegetables, get more physically active, and these are all things that are tough choices to make every day. You know, it's not easy to decide not to smoke every day. It's not easy to decide to put the hamburger down and get a salad instead. You know, these are all little choices that we have to make every day that add up to better health. And honestly, the healthier we can make Michigan, the more productive and economically viable environment we're going to have here as well, too.
Well, that's good advice, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time this evening and letting us know where the American Cancer Society is and trying to help us out as a state as well. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mike Lindout, who's Executive Director of the American Cancer Society, Northwestern Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.